Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt and the John Jacob Schmidt Show. This is John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host. I hope you guys had a blessed week this week. I know we did, and it was a blessing this week to sit in for Representative Matt Shea. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that and give you guys some updates about what was covered during that those two shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So, unfortunately, he was not available, but fortunately, I was. So, I hope you guys got a chance to tune in and listen to those couple of great guests, some great interviews. But we are broadcasting right now from the Free Zone in the heart of the American Redoubt, that big, scary thing that liberals can't understand. Well, we understand it. The American Redoubt is the safe haven and fallback position, the refuge where God-fearing, liberty-loving, self-reliant-minded patriots are strategically relocating to as they see their republic becoming unraveled, and they feel like they're in occupied territory. They feel the pressure from sexual deviancy agenda, from high taxation, government control, restrictions on their First Amendment, Fourth Amendment rights, and on and on. And they say, it's time to get out. We need to go somewhere. We need to get out of here and go somewhere other than here. We can't homeschool our children without what's coming with the agenda that we're forced to teach our children, or the forced vaccinations. No medical, no philosophical, no religious exemptions allowed. This is the kind of stuff that's strangling American conservative Americans that say, we've got to strategically move. We've got to get out of here. Where are we going to go? And this is interesting because over the years, I have spoken to so many people who have redoubted. They've taken the gap. They've strategically relocated their families, themselves, their businesses. And it's interesting to hear the testimonies of people that have said, the first thing that came to my mind was Eastern Montana or Western Montana or North Idaho or Eastern Washington, get out of the Seattle area or wherever. And what's interesting is that oftentimes, so commonly, we will hear the husband say, I just felt this oppressed on my heart. I was praying about it and I felt strongly that the Lord was telling me, this is where I want you to go. And then the wife says, you too? I mean, without even oftentimes consulting with one another, conferring, they just felt this pulling to bring them to the inland Pacific Northwest, which is already very conservative. And these people are prayerfully making these decisions. It really just is reaffirming that I believe the Lord's hand is in this, moving conservative Christian patriots to the inland Pacific Northwest, which is already very conservative, and it's just strengthening it now. Something's happened. There's definitely very much a shift in our culture. This polarization that's taking place, this balkanization that is taking place, and you're seeing demographics shift, aren't you? So that's what the American Redoubt is all about. And they try to say, oh, American Redoubt, a Christian survivalist fad or whatever. They can't figure it out, but it's kind of actually amusing to watch them try to make sense of it. But you know, don't you? How many of you know people who have moved to the American Redoubt and don't even know about the term American Redoubt? It's not an organization. It's a concept. It's a calling. It's a stirring among those who feel this strong sense, this urge. They don't know where it's coming from. They're trusting that it's from the Lord, and they turned out that it's true. And they're meeting other people who were drawn for the same reasons through prayerfully deciding they need to make a major change in their lives, a tectonic shift in their families or their marriages to get them into the free zones. And then they go, it's called the American Redoubt. We didn't even know. That's right. And of course, many of you do. You say, hey, I'm moving to the American Redoubt. I've done my research. I've read James Rawls' writings from Survival Blog. I've read Joel Skousen's book on strategic relocations. He identifies the American Redoubt as just one of many places where like-minded, conservative, self-reliant Americans who look at the landscape of our country and they say, it's bad. It's not just a temporary trend. It's getting worse. Where can we go? There's the Adirondacks in northern New York. There's getting out of the Chicago area into the more urban areas, or the rural areas of Illinois. Getting out of the I-25 corridor out of Colorado. Getting out of California. Getting out of western Washington and getting over the mountains into the rural conservative eastern side. So this demographic shift is taking place right now. And that's what the American Redoubt is. They just can't figure it out. They're trying to make it some big scary thing where these survivalists frothing at the mouth with drooling over their 10,000 rounds of ammunition that are coming here to wait for the apocalypse and all this kind of stuff. But it's more than that. And I'm a big proponent of being you can call it a survivalist. I call it being a self-reliant patriot. I think the emphasis should be more on patriot, because after the collapse, there will be a rebuilding. And the reason why you want to store up and not follow the same path of those in Venezuela is because you want to be able to not have to worry about watching your children starve to death. You can actually be a contributor to that system which rises up afterward, right? But see, these people in Venezuela, they're thinking about digging through scraps and dumpsters, and now butchers aren't even selling meat. I mean, they're shavings from hoofs and shavings of fat, because people can't afford meat. And that's what they're trying to survive on. Well, anyway, that's not what I meant to talk about, but maybe that's what I was supposed to talk about. Being self-reliant, providing for your own medical care, providing for your own food storage and food production, and security, the means to be able to protect and defend life, liberty, and property. All of those things, all encompassing, so that you can play an active role and participate and back up the leaders in your community that are trying to rebuild something that looks like what the founding fathers had envisioned for what the principles of freedom are supposed to be like when the time comes. That's the American Redoubt. And there's the Appalachians. There are Texas, portions of Texas. There's the state of Jefferson, Northern California, Southern Oregon, extremely conservative, very rural. They've got the boots of Sacramento and Salem on their throats, but very conservative. There's these conservative pockets, and that's where people are strategically relocating to. Now, one of the things that's on the leading edge of that is the Liberty State movement. And this is encouraging because actually I just saw in the paper too, there's a big movement now. And I was just talking to James Rawls about this, but an article came out today highlighting Illinois, rural Illinois, basically trying to not break off the state, but they're trying to separate Chicago from the rest of Illinois because of the oppressive laws, rules, regulations that come out of Chicago whose values do not represent and reflect 90% of the landmass of the state of Illinois. Of course, they're claiming they're going to be the 51st state, but I think Liberty State is much farther along, and that's very exciting. But there are some naysayers out there. I just got word the other day. Let me pull this up. Apparently, the Republicans of Spokane County had an anti-51st state meeting, an anti-Liberty state meeting. Apparently, this former senator, and he was a senator because he was just appointed, but then he was promptly voted out in the following election, John Smith. And this is what, apparently, this is what was reported to me, that he was speaking, saying between Representative Matt Shea and the Marble Fellowship Church, Liberty State would be a Dominionist stronghold, spinning hate and fear, this John Smith was, in front of the Republican Spokane Committee, Republicans of Spokane County, correction. And this has been so debunked, because this John Smith has gone on record as saying these white separatist ties, white supremacist, white nationalist, white whatever, to demonize them, because whatever personal grudge he has against them. This is very interesting, because I interviewed a bunch of people from the Marble community who knows John Smith and who've stated very clearly, it was common knowledge among the people that live in that area, that John Smith actually was attending a white nationalist congregation, but accusing Marble of the same, which is not true, because the Marble Fellowship community up there has two black pastors living there on right there on the at Marble in this small town of northeast Washington. But what's interesting is to say Representative Matt Shea is living here, Marble exists here, so if Liberty State happens, it's going to be a Dominionist stronghold. And that, my friends, is a lie. He was lying to the Republicans of Spokane County, who I'm not so sure didn't really want, they don't want, I'm not so sure they don't want that to be true. Because I've not seen a lot of strong conservative holding to the Washington Republican Party platform. I've seen them deviate from it. I have seen them not hold to it. They need to reread it. They're essentially what we call rhinos, Republicans in name only. And that's the evidence that I see with my own eyes, with the policies, the things that they choose to stand for or don't, and the things that they stand against. And this is very disconcerting, because these are lies, because there will be a constitution that will rule Liberty State. No one person, I don't even want, look, Representative Matt Shea is a friend of mine. The folks up at Marble, they love the Lord. It is a volunteer community where people volunteer to live in this Christian covenant community, and you can come and go as you please. They make them out to be some type of religious tyrants when it's not true at all. I love those people, but I would not want any one person to have full authority without accountability. That's what we're trying to get away from. Dominionist stronghold. It's going to be a theocracy. I even heard somebody say the term that it will be a Christian caliphate. And that's absurd, because there will be a constitution and there will be accountability, and the constitution will be voted on, ratified by representatives that you, the people, vote for. No one person will have that type of power. That's exactly what the people in Liberty State want to protect this new state from. No individual will have that much power to be able to force any type of theocracy or matter of fact, religious liberty is one of the things that we are fighting for, because it's the very thing that Western Washington has taken away when they're threatening a flower shop owner because of her religious beliefs. And now we've got this, this absurd, what do they call it? This legislation now, the Equality Act coming out of Congress. It's absolutely mind bending what's taking place here. But anyway, the lies are being spread right here in Spokane to your those that you think you're voting for a Republican, so you're safe and you've got somebody fighting for you. It's not always true. Look at their voting record. Look at what they're standing for. Look, 74% of you, there's three different polls now that on average, maybe it's 73%. That's beyond a supermajority of you support Liberty State. And those Republicans that you've voted for, thinking that they are going to be fighting for the values that you're fighting for, they are not. Matter of fact, if most of you saw the jelly spines of the Republicans that you voted for during this legislative session, they'd be out on their ears. But see, most of you don't have any idea what your Republican elected officials are doing at the Capitol. You don't get to see it. Look at their voting record. Look at the things they're standing for, the things that they're aligning themselves with. And then look, go and do an internet search. I've read portions of it before here on the show. Go do an internet search for the Washington State Republican Party platform. Washington State Republican Party platform. It is a beautiful document that reflects our values, our views, the things that we want to preserve, and the things that we are diabolically opposed to. When someone says, I am a Republican, they are saying, I align myself with this Republican Party platform, but they're not. They're departing. This is why the term RINO was born. Republicans in name only. A lot of them have conservative values, but they believe you have to compromise. You have to try to get along. You can't just be, a hardliner. You'll never get anything done. But you know what I've seen over and over again? Whether it's the Chinese who were looking for somebody where nobody would listen to their pleas for help, for true equality. They went to Representative Matt Shea's office. He's not even from his district. The Ukrainian community, they go to Representative Matt Shea's office. People that are not even in Matt Shea's district are going to him because they're saying, we know we're not getting any help anywhere else. We know if we come to you, you get things done. And that's why he keeps getting voted in. And as much as the leftists, with the media's help, try to destroy him, and as much as the compromising, middle-of-the-road rhinos right here in Spokane continue to try to undermine him and even host a anti-liberty state meeting to take testimony from someone who's lied about who he is and lied about the intentions of those who happen to be living in Liberty State, to say that because they're here, this will be a dominionist stronghold. What they mean is 80% of you who are Christian will be living in Liberty State, which means your values, your conservative values will prevail and will be reflected in our laws. And it will be reflected in the people that you represent, that you elect to represent you, which means your views will be properly represented, more in line and matching up with the values of the people. That scares the left. So what they're going to try to do is derail Liberty State by using scapegoats, but people with extremist views, and completely misrepresent those people, saying that they are the face of Liberty State when it's not true. You are. The way it will be designed, no single person or group is going to be able to oppress anyone else because of the checks and balances that are being put in place, which if the founding fathers had known the direction of our country, they would have put in place. But that's what's going to be happening with Liberty State. And that's why I'm excited about it. And I hope you are too. This segment was brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com. Werks.com for your custom-made Kydex holsters and magazine carriers. Go to Werks.com to learn more. Lifetime guarantee in all their products, and they're made right here in the American Redoubt. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to share a few things with you. Talk about our guests from this week on Patriot Radio. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Don't go too far away.
Hello, Liberty State supporters. There are a few announcements to make. The people of Liberty State will be holding two huge multi-county rallies in May. The first is in Wenatchee on May 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. at BPOE Grand Ballroom at 27 South Chelan Street. The second major rally will also be a dessert fundraiser and will be in Spokane Valley on Thursday, March 23rd at the Event Center. Bring your favorite dessert recipe or personal household item or donated service to the auction to donate to the cause. There will be live music, updates, and several great speakers. So mark your calendars and plan to attend. You won't want to miss history in the making. In addition, we have finally made it out of the grueling marathon session that was one of the worst in the history of Washington. Republican leadership agrees that Liberty State is now the best hope for the people of Eastern Washington if we ever want to restore the power of our vote. We had 12 different representatives at the Lexit rally speaking in support of the divide. Since then, session has ended and some of the worst bills in history have been passed, causing even more elected officials to join in with the people's effort. Western Washington reps were even supportive of it because the residents will need somewhere they can move to in order to escape the catastrophic bills the Democrats passed this year. Liberty State is now in phase two, where we have just started our official grassroots outreach to invite all the elected officials from every county and district to join in and support Liberty State. All our county captains have been given their new marching orders and are now setting hearing dates with the county commissioners and their other elected officials so they can invite them to join in with the rest of the 74% of their constituents that want this division to happen as soon as possible. It's time to bring all your elected officials on board. Look for the hearing dates in your own counties and be sure to show up en masse to let them know you support the Liberty State effort and that you want them to represent your wishes. We are the majority. We are currently the 74% that must insist on being represented in our wishes to restore the power of our vote through the dividing of the state. Now is the time, and it's now or never. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Please visit us at libertystate.org today.
This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is segment two. Segment two is brought to you by our friends at Riverfront Suites. Go to riverfrontsuites.com to find out about how you can plan your weekend getaway on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. Beautiful little town, south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake, about an hour. Riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, now, if you guys haven't heard, this is very disturbing. Todd Starnes has talked about this. One News Now is doing some really good coverage of this. Several folks are. But Democrats in the House approved sweeping homosexual rights legislation just yesterday. The protections would extend to employment, housing, loan applications, education, public accommodations, and other areas. Called the Equality Act, the bill is a top priority of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. It was voted on 236-173. The legislation's chief sponsor, David Cicilline, who is homosexual, said it affirms fairness and equality as core American values. So the concern here is that this will be essentially a referendum on Christians and the right of conscience, especially as you determine who to hire, including places of worship. So we're going to continue following this. I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time about it on it, but I just want to let you know, remind you that that was, you know, there, and it's disturbing. I quickly want to point out, if you guys have not done so, or if you didn't listen, I should say, last week, this week, Representative Matt Shea's Patriot Radio on Tuesday and Thursday. He was out of town, and I filled in for him. We had two great, great guests. On Tuesday was James Rawls, and that was an excellent interview. Hadn't talked to him in quite a while, but James Rawls and I spoke at length about Liberty State, the viability of that, and what he calls inevitable now at this point, and I agree. And the other thing we talked about was the discussion that's been floating around about a civil war and the differences, the division in our country, and where that could be heading from a Christian perspective. Of course, he's a Christian, and so we were talking about this. Should not be living in fear, of course, but we're going to link those through, and I'm going to re-air those on Radio Free Redoubt, that show, and also the other one with Richard Gage here in the next coming weeks. But you'll be able to go to mattshea.podbean.com and find those shows there as well. But real quick, and we've got about a minute left, and so the other thing I wanted to point you to was the interview with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, the founder, Richard Gage. He's a 30-year architect, and amazing. They have a one-hour documentary, and it is an absolute eye-opener. They have over almost 3,200 architects and engineers who have signed on this petition demanding this investigation be reopened to investigate 9/11 because the people have been lied to. And we're talking about architects, structural engineers, fire protection engineers, metallurgical engineers, forensics engineers, on and on. The specialists in their field are saying, we've been lied to about 9/11. The evidence is just completely, it's irrefutable. And we need to have a new investigation. So you can learn more about that by going to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth or AE911truth.org. So we'll be talking about more of this in the coming weeks. So thank you guys. Hey, you have a blessed rest of the week. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.